When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite. You can have a favorite. Self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, 5 years strong, 5 years, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, toxic traits, whoever you're dealing with. Today's episode is going to be about why you do not need a confession from a narcissist, how narcissists will weaponize a confession of guilt towards you, and things like that, y'all. I'm just telling you. I know I've done videos like this before, but again, y'all, I have to refresh y'all's minds every once in a while. I've done podcasts about the same thing. I have to refresh your damn minds because sometimes I get a lot of new followers. I get bursts of followers, right? You know, and people need to hear it. Y'all need to hear it. And sometimes people who've heard it before, you need to hear it again. Just because you might be in a new relationship, or you might have moved on from that person. You might be dealing with another narcissistic person, another toxic person. They might be have caught them up in something, and you want them to confess so bad. You're just like, I have the proof. I have the evidence. I have a signed affidavit. I have video evidence. I had a private investigator following this person to a hotel room. I have audio evidence of some cheeks being clapped in the hotel room. I have all of this stuff. I have y'all leaving the hotel room kissing. I have y'all hugging. I have y'all text messages. I have everything. I just want you to confess. No, all of that is fake. You don't have anything. I can't believe you didn't trust me enough to just come and ask me. I'm not telling you anything. You think you know everything. What do you need me to say? And then y'all will not leave this person because they refuse to confess. Because as a narcissist myself, I'm not going to give you the pleasure of confessing to you. You have all this evidence. You won't hear me say, yes, I did it. Will some narcissists say, yes, I did it? F you? Yeah, some of them will just get violently angry at you and cuss you out and blame you for whatever they did. Yeah, I cheated on you. Yeah, I was clapping them cheeks. Yeah, I got my cheeks clapped because you haven't clapped me in a week. You haven't clapped me in 12 hours. What do you expect me to do? I went an hour without being clapped. What do you expect me to do? What do you expect me to do? It's your fault. And y'all will take that and believe that it's actually your fault, and that narcissistic person will get away with it because you want them to confess. You have the evidence. Act on it. You do not need a confession, y'all. You don't. You want a confession because a confession will make you feel good about it, will make you feel better about the situation, but you absolutely do not need that confession. You know, you don't need it. You want it. You do not need it. I'm telling you, you don't need it. Because you need that from that narcissistic person, that toxic person, because you need it from them, they're going to weaponize that against you. They're going to hold it over your head. There's something more that you need from them to be able to move on. And a lot of narcissistic people are not going to give you the confession because that confession allows you, it corroborates everything that you already know, you know, and then it allows you to make a conscientious decision to move on from them with their blessing some weird way. You know what I mean? So if you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, that's the way it goes. That's literally how it goes. Like, you do not need them to open their mouth and just say, hey, I confess, I'm sorry. Y'all want them to apologize for clapping cheeks. Y'all want them to apologize for getting their cheeks clapped. Y'all want them to apologize for hiding money. Y'all want them to apologize for putting their hands on you or putting their hands on the kids. You want them to apologize for lying and manipulating. You want them to apologize. You want them to confess to doing that type of stuff, y'all. You don't need a confession. Once you have the evidence, once you have that proof, you need to start making a plan on what you want to do. Because they're not going to confess to you. They're going to act like nothing happened, and they're going to plan to leave you. You know what I mean? If you stay with them after you have all this evidence, typically in the mind of a lot of narcissistic people, they're going to start planning to leave you because they don't trust you anymore. They're like, I don't trust this person no more. Weirdly enough, if you catch them by doing all this stuff, they're not going to trust you anymore. You know what I mean? So if they don't trust you anymore, they're going to plot on leaving you and replacing you. And once that happens, good luck. You know what I mean? You're gonna be begging them to stay. They would say you don't need a confession. You want that. I get it. Most people who want a confession want to know what they matter. They want to know the reason behind it. The reason behind why narcissists do the things that they do is selfishness, y'all. It's ego. It's trying to make themselves happy. It's just wanting to do something for themselves, not caring about how you're going to feel about it. But they don't want you to know. That's why they hid it. They knew it would hurt you. They don't want to have this conversation with you. They don't want to confess. I don't want to talk about this right now. Let's talk about this later. If they say, I don't want to talk about this right now, I want to talk about it later, they're going to take it, and you allow them to not talk about it right now, they're going to take that time period and make up some kind of elaborate ass excuse or some kind of blame. They're going to make up some type of excuse or to figure out a way to pass the blame to you. They just are going to do it, y'all. That's just the way of the world. This is when you're dealing with a narcissistic person, they're going to pass the blame to you, or they're going to threaten to unalive themselves, or they're going to do something that, y'all, you will rarely, if ever, get a confession from them. And you don't, and you absolutely do not need it. Once you have proof, take it and act on it. If you want to leave, take it, make a plan, and leave. I know everybody's situation is different. Some people can't leave. I get that. I understand that. You still need to make a plan. Or you make a plan to just deal with it, just be willfully dense and blind. You know that when they say they're going to work, you know they're going to a hotel, or you know you're going to a rendezvous with somebody else. Sometimes I'm just telling you, are you going to continue to play this role in their life where they get to do what they want to do to you? I'm just telling y'all. Once you find out, and once they know that you know, they'll never look at you the same way again. You probably won't look at them the same way again either, but they won't look at you the same way again. And they're going to use that reasoning as not looking at you the same way to treat you badly. They're going to use their reasoning of not looking at you the same way to lie to you, to manipulate you, to gaslight you even more. They're going to use that reason of not looking at you the same way to leave you, to actually leave you. They might not have any plans on leaving you, but once you find out and once you expose it, asking for a confession, asking for an apology or something like that, they're going to use that information and that feeling, and they're going to try to use it and go ahead and take steps to replace you. So they're going to leave you broken with no confession, and they're going to leave you with somebody else. They're going to leave you with a bunch of bills, with a bunch of debt and things like that. I'm just telling y'all, this is how it goes. So many people don't listen to me when I tell this stuff. I'm just telling, look, on today, look, I've gotten to the point right now. Well, I understand the only thing I can do is say it out loud. The only thing I can do is say it to you. The only thing I can do is put the words out there into your ear so y'all hear it. Because you've heard it now. You've heard it here first. And if you don't take action, if you start there waiting for it, you'll be waiting forever for a confession. You'll know it. 5 years later, you're waiting for a confession. 10 years later, act on it. I know everybody doesn't want to leave. I know everybody can't leave. But take action on it. Whatever action looks like to you, take it. Because typically, like, you want to hold them accountable? Typically, the only way to hold a narcissist accountable is to have some type of leverage over them. You have to have some type of leverage, some type of way to punish them. Like, as kids, you take away video games, you take away phones, you take away stuff like that. That's your leverage. What do you have against this narcissistic person? Typically, a lot of times, the only leverage that you have against this narcissist is your own body, is access to you. It's access to your presence. It's access to the life that y'all have together. So sometimes you have to punish them by removing access. You have to hold them accountable by removing access. You have to hold them accountable by, you know, divorcing or leaving sometimes. That's the only way. Sometimes that's the only way you can hold a narcissist or a toxic person accountable, y'all. That is literally it right there. So you do not need a confession, y'all. In conclusion, you do not need a confession. And also in conclusion, November 19th, we'll be in Austin, Texas. So November 19th, we'll be in Toronto, Canada for our next in-person meet and greet, y'all. I got my tickets booked. I'll be in Toronto, Canada. Go to narcavengers.com, narcavengers.com/Toronto. Toronto, that's the local Toronto, Canada. And get registered up. I'll see y'all there. I'm truly thankful for every single one of y'all. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, leave that 5-star rating on Apple Music and Spotify, y'all. Let's get to 1,000 positive ratings. We're at 704, 705 now. Thank y'all so much. Mental illness is out. Peace.